Take the other one out too.
We've got about 3 minutes, guys, so.
So what do you hope to, besides the physical, the workouts on the field, what do you hope to accomplish here? What questions do you want to answer?
It really doesn't even matter. I just want to let the press know that I'm not the guy that everybody can assume that I am. So, just wrong picture.
Do you feel like teams have the wrong picture of you too?
No, I'm pretty sure they know who I am now because I met with a couple GMs, so they kind of know who I am now.
Do teams have more questions about your play on the field or the personal fouls?
It's everything. Everything's mixed up.
I think you got so many personal fouls. Do you think the refs, you became a marked man with that?
Yeah, it was that, and I was aggressive at times. And I just love to hit and just hate to lose.
Dude, there's a lot of people that seem to think you need to go to a place that has a strong locker room. Do you feel like you have to have that?
No, it really doesn't matter. I'm just trying to be a leader in the locker room, off the field, on the field. It really doesn't matter. I just want to go somewhere that I can play right away.
So you feel like this is you're misunderstood?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What do you tell teams about last season and the things that happened? How do you explain it or talk about it?
I just let them know straight up what happened and the stuff that people do not know that's just been thrown under the rug.
How do you people should perceive you?
I'm a soft-spoken guy, shy sometimes, but when I'm on the field, I just hate to lose and I've got aggression.
What has been thrown under the rug? What is the misconception?
I heard I'm not coachable sometimes, but I think that's probably my pride and joy. I love being coached, want to be better, and hopefully in the Hall of Fame one day.
How about Ray Lewis? What would you think about going to the ball?
It's awesome. I feel like he's my role model. I just really think that I can take my game to the next level, especially learn from him.
Did you meet with them? Did they play?
Yes, sir. I met with them last night.
You said you met with a number of GMs. Who else? Lions, were they in that group yet?
I'm not even sure if I can even say that.
Are Lions in the group?
No, sir.
Do you feel like your draft status could be hurt with all this? Is that a concern of yours?
I'm not even really concerned about that. I just know that I'm the best linebacker in this draft, and I can get the job done.
How you played last year?
I thought I played average. I could have played better. That's what hurt me at times. Coaches kind of messed me up. I didn't know if I was going to start a game. I didn't know if I was going to get benched. So it hurt me at point in times, but I tried to fight through it.
There was a report about a locker room thing with a teammate.
Yes,
it was a receiver.
Yes,
what happened with that? What was the truth?
It started on 7-on-7. He was running a route. He hit me. We're not supposed to hit each other on 7-on-7.
Right.
He hit me, and we had a little argument, and we brought it into the locker room, and we started chatting about it. He started, roughhousing me and pushed me, and then my first instinct was to swing on him. Everybody thinks I'm the bad guy because, my instinct was to swing on the guy.
I know you said you're misunderstood, but do you have things you regret doing at all?
The locker room fight, I learned from it. I've been working with a guy named Nick Barnett. He's part of my agency, and I've been working on things that I can do in the locker room and off the field because I know this is a business now, and there's things that you cannot do in business.
Do you feel like your maturity level is working?
Yes, sir.
There was talk that you need to mature further. I think you need to mature more.
That's going to come along.
There was talk that you weren't in great shape last season. What is your take on that?
I gained 5 pounds in the offseason. I thought it would be best for me, but it obviously wasn't. I was kind of getting more tired faster, and I was at 260, and now I'm at 248.
You said earlier, I couldn't hear if you said you're one of the best backers in the draft, the best linebacker in the draft. What do you think makes you stand out?
My instincts, my nose stuff on the ball, my study habits in the film room, leader on and off the field, and my aggression to win, and the passion for the game.
For whatever reason, at ASU, you were off limits a lot to media.
Yes, sir.
Do you think that, was that your decision? Did that
hurt you in getting, you know, your side of the stuff out there? How do you look at that?
It hurt me, but sometimes I did an interview, and it was a written interview, and the things that I said didn't really come out as I said it. So I just thought it was best for me not to do any interviews because people was putting words in my mouth. So I was just like, okay. And they're putting me as a bad guy, so I'm like, man, there's no point in me doing interviews right now.
Do you think teams will be taking a chance by picking you?
No, sir. I think that I'll come in and change the whole atmosphere. Like, I'm a leader, and just bring aggression to the game and the whole side of the defense.
Is there a player in the NFL you're trying to model your game after?
Say that again?
Is there a player in the NFL you're trying to model your game after?
Yes, Ray Lewis and Nick Barnett.
With Ray, what do you think you could learn from him if they were to choose you, the Ravens, and bring you in? What could that be like, the mentoring?
It could mean a lot. He could help me in the film room, things that that I'm not great in. You know, just run to the ball full speed because I watched him and he never takes no plays off. And I could learn a lot from him.
How was that meeting? And did they ask you a lot of tough questions or did you feel like they liked you?
It was a little bit of both. I mean, of course, they would ask me some tough questions to see who I am. But overall, it went pretty good.
Well, how tall are you? You said you're 248?
Yes, I'm 248 about. I forget my height, but I'm pretty sure I'm over 6.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks,
Fonzo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Excuse me, guys.
Hey, Ken. Did you get that? I was trying to do something.